at the end of the game. This could be the last kick of the game. It could be the kick to win it for the visitors, Galway. Here comes Conroy on the right foot, kicks it.
He has it. Has he?
Wide. Conroy's effort's gone to the left and wide. The umpire said wide. Mark McHugh said wide.
I thought it was over the bar first, but then it curled away. He didn't kick it far enough to the far post. Here goes
Sean Patton kicks it out in the play. The referee blows the whistle, and it has ended in a draw here. 1-9 apiece is the final score, and it's a share of the spoils. Martin McHugh's the share of the spoils. A fair result.
I did say to Oisin, will you take a draw? And you said you would take a draw, and you've taken a draw. We've got the draw, so we go to 3 points. It's a probably Galway's a big draw. We look at the second half. We're 3 points up at half time. Michael Langan got the point to make it 1-6 to 1-3 before half time. I felt we didn't get. Then Galway got five scores in a row to go 1-8 to 1-6. Then Donegal came back, and Gallen and Conor O'Donnell, Oisin, Gallen, Conor O'Donnell got two great points to make it 1-8 apiece. Then Rob Finnerty with the one put the point up, and then that Jason McGee point at the end. I think a draw was a fair result. Galway were the better team in the second half, but I thought Donegal were by far the better team in the first half. So look, at it was probably a fair enough result. Galway could have had a free in there. I thought Dylan McHugh might have been fouled early on, you know, but from Donegal's point of view, it's a good point. It's, you know, it keeps you in it. It'll be interesting to see, will 5 points keep you up or not, considering everything. Well, you know, you don't know, will it or not. Good 5 points, you know, we go to Donegal, go to Roscommon, the last team. Everybody was saying, no, Roscommon maybe along with Monaghan and Donegal. So the Roscommon-Monaghan game's a big game, ends up becoming a big game now. You probably don't, from Donegal's point of view, we'd like to see Roscommon won that game. But I think looking at it, so Tyrone have two and we have three now, you know, and Tyrone have tough enough games left as well. So yeah, it could even
it
come.
Could be a big point for us, Mark.
Yeah, it could be. And it could come to head. If we can win one more game, you say. So away to Armagh, we're disappointed. I said, we'll wait a man next Saturday night. That's going to be a big game for us next Saturday night, because, you know, looking at it, so Armagh need the points as well. What are they on? They're only on 3 points as well. Yeah. So the two of us will be on 3 points next week. So that's a big game. And then, you know, all the games are big and everything else. But look, at a stage in the second half, you'd have taken the first half, you were hoping to be further ahead, Oisin. At a stage in the second half, you would have taken, as you said, the draw. So we got a draw anyway. But looking at it from Donegal's point of view, is that suppose Michael Lang and Owen Van Gallen, the only two of them's only back from injury, and they're probably tired the second half, and they put in a big shift in the first half. And but fair play, they showed carry there. Now the worrying thing is what you've said. We went from the 31st minute of the first half to the 32nd minute of the second half without scoring at all. Yeah. At all, not even a free. I know we're playing into a slight breeze. That's probably just a very, you know, a worrying thing, you know, from our own point of view in that situation. But
the positive of that is, Martin, they dug deep on 32 minutes and they got that score. They showed a bit of grit then after that.
The big score was that Oisin Gallen point, because we needed the point, you know, we needed that point to give us a lift and everything else. So that point was a big score. The Oisin Gallen point was a big score. And then you had Conor Donald's going to point. Conor Donald, look at, he's been brilliant so far in the league. So look at, take the point. Forward from here, it's you know, probably in the end up, it's people say in the second half performance a good draw, and the first half performance you should have been further ahead. Anyway, Jason McGee's point in the end up was the point that got the draw. Lucky at the end with a free kick at the end and everything else. But look at that's it. And you know, you have to say you'd be happy enough, and it keeps you in the hunt. You know, if you got beat today, you'd be in trouble. If you won today, you were definitely in good position. So we're still there. It's all to play for, and it was a better performance, especially, you know, than maybe last week against Monaghan and everything else. So this is it. Looking forward to the, you know, with the next game, which is important, when Armagh away, you Mayo at home. Then you'd hope maybe Mayo might be safe, or maybe and the league final by then, and maybe they might send down a full team to Balbuffet and everything else. So it's all to play for. You know, when you wait to Roscommon the last game, so it's all to play for. Still in good. So as you said, Oisin, this point might actually keep us up. So hopefully, please God, it will.
Just a full time on the ladies, by the way. Cork 5-11, Donegal a single point. It's going to be a long road home for Maxi Kearns ladies, who had a difficult day down in Cork. As for the O'Donnell Park here in Letterkenny, Donegal salvaging a point, salvaging a draw today. The story of the tie, well, at half time Donegal were leading by 3-1-6 to 1-3. They should have been probably further ahead at that stage in the game. Galway in the opening 15 minutes were leading by 3-2, but in the second quarter Donegal would outscore the visitors 1-4 to their goal. Donegal's goal coming in 27 minutes, a penalty scored by Oisin Gallen, which gave them at that stage a 5-point advantage. But they were caught napping, which will be disappointment for the management. Straight away Galway went up the field and Matthew Cherney stuck it in the back of the net to close the gap to 2. That then went out to three when the half-time whistle was blown. But it was a disappointing second half from a Donegal point of view. A disappointing opening 32 minutes because they never managed to score in that. They didn't manage to score in that period. Galway, however, they were to hit five on the bounce. Very much Robert Tierney coming in and for the second half having an effect. Paul Conroy kicked two, but Matthew Tierney was very, very effective as well for Galway. Then Donegal started to find the range, started to find a bit of rhythm and were able to respond. Oisin Gallan, Conor O'Donnell, and the match equalisation score coming from Jason McGee right at the end. 1-9 apiece was the end result here. Was it a fair one? Maybe the supporters of both counties will be heading away here a wee bit disappointed that their counties did not, their teams did not take the one here today, did not take the W, but it's finished and a share of the spoils. We'll have some reaction for you shortly here on Highland Radio Sunday Sport, but as we return to the studio on the mountaintop in Letterkenny, not too far from here, we leave you on a final scoreline of Donegal 1-9, Galway 1-9.